Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Live. Your host, Mark Walters. Live. This isn't some two-day-old program coming to you with a bunch of pre-recorded stuff. This is live. If you want to communicate with me when I talk to you with you now, you can respond back to me because we are live in hundreds of cities across the country, including yours, coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. I've gotten emails from you guys. I know you're listening. It's amazing. Up on the North Slope, too. Incredible stuff. And every state in between. This is Armed American Radio. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom. If you want to communicate with myself and my guest, A.W.R. Hawkins, during the program, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. For a moment there, I thought about opening up those phone lines, but I just couldn't do that without a discussion with my boys down there in Dallas, because that can be a nightmare if the phones light up. So I didn't want to put them through that. So if you want to reach out to us, I'll read you on the air. mark@armedamericanradio.org. It's great to be here with you, as always. On the heels of the National Rifle Association 2016 annual meetings coming to a close just hours ago, we were able to get back in time, of course, to do Armed American Radio in the Crossbreed Holster Studios for you. We have never in 8 years given you a recorded program. We've given you live radio. We've taped, I think, four programs, Sean, in several years, but we've never used a best of. We've never used a recorded for the full 3 hours, only for individual hours, and generally that's due to travel or some type of catastrophic electronic event. When you listen to Armed American Radio, you get live radio every single week on this monster broadcast. Sean, you want to bring that mic live real fast before we go to the Breitbart News Hotline?
Yeah.
That's true, right? I mean, what have we run, about four individual hours? If we have a good daily program, like when we had Ann Coulter on, we ran that in the third hour, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think we've ever done a best
of. We've never done a block of 3 hours ever. Have we ever done a recorded block on this show? It's my commitment to the listener. If I'm breathing, you get a program. It's that simple. And it's live. It's live. So, Sean, and you're here for, been here for better than 99% of them. So unless some, personal travel schedule gets in the way, then sometimes that happens. But we work around that, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
All right. We do a pretty good job at it, too. So welcome to the show. Let's go right to the Breitbart News Hotline. This is the Breitbart News Hour on Armed American Radio. This is great stuff. A.W.R. Hawkins with me. We're going to get political analysis this size. How about it, A.W.R.?
How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for being here. Now, you're still in Kentucky. You're still in there. You haven't left to go back to Arizona, right?
Right.
Okay. So you're still there, and I'm going to take it you were there most of the day today at the Expo Center?
No, today was a writing day. I went by there, I was just swamped today. I mean, the 2 days of trying to take everything in catch up with me, and I just had to write at some point.
Some people don't understand how grueling those days are when you have to work those floors like that. I did USCCA booth, Second Amendment Foundation booth, and the Crossbreed Holster booth, and there went my day and a half.
Right.
And it's wonderful. And how humbling is it to meet people? You do. I know you do. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for what you talk about. Everybody that came by that Second Amendment Foundation booth, the USCCA booth, and the Crossbreed booth would comment on love A.W.R. Hawkins' insight on the show. Man, you guys never stop what you're doing. And you stopped by and saw Alan Gottlieb too, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And, I love talking to him. He is a Second Amendment stalwart, and what I like about Alan, his demeanor. His demeanor will throw off the left. He's easy to underestimate based on his demeanor. But this is a man who is constantly looking. For the next back.
We dropped that. There we go. Back with you. Yeah, you said, AWR, we lost you there for just a second. You said he was constantly looking for...
So he's constantly looking for a case that can be filed to give the left a little bit of what of their own medicine and use the courts to strike down all of this ridiculous regulation and gun control. And he's very successful at it. He's a great man.
Very successful at it. He's been a mentor of mine and a very close, dear friend for many years. You can visit SAF.org to find out more, and we hope to see you at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Now, AWR Hawkins, you're going to be in Georgia. I just want to get some of these news items out. You're going to be speaking here in August at the Georgia Carry Convention that I will be emceeing. Is that correct? You will be here.
Yes, that's correct. I look forward to it, too. I can't wait.
Going to be a blast, and I know I'll have some more of your time when you're here locally, but I'm going to tell you now they're going to keep you busy and keep you hopping with all those great members. Now, then shortly after that, Gun Rights Policy Conference down in Tampa. We don't want to overlook that. These dates are going to come quick. So make sure to mark your calendar. And I'm assuming that you'll be at the GRPC again also.
Yes.
All right. These are events that are open to you. You can come and see these. You can come and talk to AWR. You can come shake my paw. You can come meet Alan Gottlieb and many, many, many others. So make sure to check them out. It's all at saf.org. And then the USCCA convention, the SHOT Show. It's never ending. We're winning. They're losing. Okay. A couple things. Let's go into some analysis here. This is fun stuff. Your columns get better and better and better. Let's spend the rest of the hour on them. Tom Brokaw to Old Miss grads. More guns mean more homegrown terror. When I heard this, I just knew you were going to be penning something about this, and you did not disappoint. What the hell was this old worn out codger talking about?
I don't know. It's embarrassing. He basically, you summed it up, though. He said that, you know, he's that more guns mean more homegrown terror, and that he basically expressed he's exasperated with gun rights groups defending the right to keep and bear arms. But at the same time, then he says, I know there is a constitutional right, you know, to own a gun. But, you know, he's just a mixed bag of contradictions. And basically what he wanted to do was, it appears he wanted to bash the growth. And I thought when I read it, I took it as bashing the growth of concealed carry is really what I took, because that's where the growth really is right now, self-defense handguns and concealed carry pursuit. And but he just bashed those things. And he spoke about the use of guns being for enlightened people. I didn't touch on that in my piece, but he did speak on that. So there was a haughtiness, too. And I was tired of it before I even started.
Yeah, you know, that's a great way to put it. Tired of it before you started. I get the same way. When I went through that Courier Journal piece out of Kentucky, and that's, of course, a Gannett, USA Today, liberal propaganda-owned rag. Also, I want to make that very clear. Let's give the devil his due. That's who owns that. Not that it surprises anybody. But I'm the same way. You read this, you the instant you see the first lie, oh, and the NRA doesn't want guns in here, even though she doesn't tell you that it's Secret Service. They ignore all of that just to get their soundbite in, and these reporters don't question anything, and it kills you. You're right. Tired before you finish it. Great way to put it. So
Yep. Let's
quote something from your piece, because this is what he said, and then I want to ask you if there's any coincidence here. I'm appalled by the determination of organizations and individuals to arm more people without any appreciation of the consequence of ever more lethal weapons in our midst. More guns and more firearm tolerance will mean more homegrown acts of terror. That's incredible. And clearly, first off, people in Mississippi, that's a gun-loving state, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, I hope the Ole Miss grads turn their backs to it. I know I haven't read reports that they did, but I wish a bunch of them had just stood up and turned their backs to him while he talked.
Here's the other portion. Yes, we have a constitutional right to own guns, but... Yeah, you got to love that. That's where you get tired and just put it down. But with that right comes a personal obligation to be on guard against the promiscuous use of guns and not to pretend that no limits means no trouble. You know where he could have said but, and I would have given him a pass? He could have said, yes, we have a constitutional right to own guns, but with gun ownership comes great responsibility, and you have a responsibility and an obligation to train yourself. I could have given him a pass on that. Okay? 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any passes left for him. He, you know, I don't like when anyone says you have a constitutional right, but.
But.
If the founders intended a but to be there, they'd have written but. But they didn't. Instead, they said, shall not be infringed. So that's a note to Tom Brokaw. He needs to read the amendment again and chew on those four words. Shall not be infringed.
Yeah, I guess I should withdraw that, given that liberal a pass, considering knowing he's a liberal and he should know better. But the Second Amendment, there is no but in the Second Amendment. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins right after this here on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you. The Vice President of the United States actually told women facing an attack to just empty their shotguns into the air. Honestly, have they lost their minds over at the White House? You keep your advice. We'll keep our guns.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Hillary Clinton is a very bad man. You know, we could have more fun with that. Hillary Clinton is a bad man, a very bad man. You need to leave my wife alone. We're going to have a lot of fun with this crew between now and November. Good heavens. Welcome back to the program. Great to have you here. We're going to move on from old Tom Brokaw over there. You know, the objective journalist, Tom Brokaw. You remember Tom Brokaw, right? A lot of you don't remember Tom Brokaw, and that's not a bad thing. He's back in the memory books now for a lot of you. So let's go back over to the Breitbart News Hotline. We've got AWR Hawkins, Armed American Radio's great political analyst. Great to have you here, AWR. All right. You know, something interesting happened. I love what Donald Trump did here, and you wrote about it. And again, everything that AWR is writing about, you can see at Breitbart News, Breitbart.com, Breitbart.com. And check it out. A lot of stuff gets up on, you know, he hits the links on Drudge and everything else. So be the first to see this stuff. AWR Hawkins, Google his name and find him at Breitbart.com. Great news organization. Donald Trump challenges Hillary Clinton. Release your own SCOTUS picks. This fascinated me, AWR, that he did this. Now, let's kind of delve into why he did it.
Right. He did it, you know, he released last week 11 potential picks for the Supreme Court, and those would include replacements for Scalia. And he really, you know, pro-gun candidates, pro-gun picks, you know, especially Justice Willett from the Texas Supreme Court. And so what he does, this is another way he's going after Hillary. Hillary says she doesn't want to repeal the Second Amendment. That's the language her spokesman used, that she doesn't want to repeal it. She doesn't want to go after this, doesn't want to do that. So Trump's like, okay, we'll prove it. Now I've given 11 possible justices. You can see exactly who I'm going to pick. That takes away all the hearsay. You see exactly. Now you do it for us so we can see the kind of justice you're going to pick. What do you get from Hillary? Crickets. I don't think she has any intention of releasing that list. If she did, she would have already done it. That's just my guess. She may be forced to do it eventually, and I don't see Mr. Trump as a guy who's going to give up asking. I think he's going to keep pressing her. And if she goes into the first debate and she hasn't done it, he's going to hammer her in front of the nation, and I'm going to love it.
Yeah, he is, and that's something else I want to go. I want to go there in just a couple moments. But before we do, let's go back to these picks real quick. Merrick Garland, I saw the Merrick Garland is Barack Obama's pick for replacement of Justice Antonin Scalia, as you know, AWR. And maybe you don't know that in radio land because the press really hasn't talked about it much. I think it was made clear he's not getting a hearing. End of discussion. Yep, go ahead and nominate. You've done your constitutional duty. Fine. We're doing ours. No. Moving on. And the press is pretty – they've backed off on that, though, too. I was a little impressed with that. Were you?
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, the press can't risk giving away the template. And if they were to cover this and then there's no success, and by that I mean there's no hearing to confirming, well, then there's going to have to be an explanation, and they don't want that explanation given. So they're just going to let him wither on the vine. And I've been impressed with the GOP here. It's one of the few high points. I'm going to give him credit. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will give him credit. He's always strong on guns. I've always defended him on guns because he doesn't buckle, and he's done the same thing here with this justice, with this nomination, and credit to him for doing it.
Yeah, agreed. I'm with you on that 100%. We've mentioned it here. You and I have talked about it before. I absolutely agree on that count. I was impressed that they stuck to their guns, pun intended, and they absolutely have. Now, something interesting, and I cannot remember who said this, but I saw this today when I was doing some research for today's program with you. And, you know, Barack Obama was talking about, and the left and progressives are talking about how Merrick Garland is a centrist and he's a moderate and we shouldn't worry about him. He's not a gun control. Here's the deal. If Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland, were not anti-gun or were not hostile to the Second Amendment, why is every single American gun grabber politician supporting his nomination.
Right.
Care to answer that one, AWR? I think it speaks for itself, doesn't it?
It speaks for itself. But if anyone reads the history of the greatest decision in recent years, the Heller decision, read the history of the Heller decision, and if Judge Garland had his way, it would have never gone the way it did, and the individual right to keep and bear arms would have never been reaffirmed. And I'm not making that up. Anyone that has the patience to take time and read the facts on that will see where that case was before it went to the Supreme Court, and they will see what Judge Garland's desires were. Fortunately, they were thwarted. But, you know, his anti-gun credentials are right there in black and white for anyone who has the patience to look for them.
Great set. Well said. We've talked about it on the program, and here's the deal. The conclusion, the Heller decision, the majority opinion in the Heller decision was the only logical conclusion that could have been drawn on the facts and the Constitution. And they want to overturn it. Merrick Garland wouldn't have even heard it if he had the opportunity. So this is very important to point out. Let me just quote a couple pieces from your piece at Breitbart.com. It's up right now. And again, it's titled Donald Trump Challenges Hillary Clinton, Release Your Own SCOTUS Picks. And he said, Trump then stressed that control of the SCOTUS is one of the biggest reasons, quote unquote, to win in November. He said the next president is going to appoint from 3 to 5 justices. He said that if Clinton gets to appoint judges, she will abolish the Second Amendment. And Trump quoted from your piece, I put forth a list of judges who will protect and defend all of our freedoms, including the Second Amendment. The judges will follow the Constitution. Now I'd like to call for Hillary Clinton to put together a list also, because I'd like to see who that list of justices consists of, and you will see it's day and night, and her list will not be good for people in this room. And he made those statements at the NRA meeting on Friday, didn't he?
Right, to tens of thousands of people. So yeah, and so he's saying, listen, you know, look, her, well, as my first point was, he's saying, look, just looking at our two lists of justices will tell you all you need to know about who's pro-gun and who's anti-gun. And Hillary is running. Here's what Hillary is trying to do, and your listeners and my readers need to understand this. She's trying to run a pro gun control candidacy, but she's trying to reserve for herself the slightest little area of ground where she can deny being in pursuit of gun control. She wants to be both a gun controller and someone who quote unquote respects the Second Amendment. It's not possible. That's the same kind of garbage that Shannon Watts gives us. It's the same garbage that every town gives us, that Senator Chuck Schumer and Senator Joe Manchin give us. It's not possible. Either you love the Second Amendment or you love gun control in their world, because these aren't static individuals. They're not just coasting. They're in motion, and they're either pursuing a way to hedge in gun rights, or they're pursuing a way to undo gun rights. And with Hillary, it's the latter. And she's just going to have to quit trying to retain some degree of deniability and just come out and be open and go, look, yes, I'm pro-gun control. That's it. I don't care about the Second Amendment deal. I think the Supreme Court was wrong in Heller. Her spokesman already said that.
AWR, I need to stop you right there. Static is great. I want to pick up on that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Boy, oh boy, the second hour of Breitbart News Armed American Radio Hour is in full gear. We're halfway through it in this hour right now. And I'm going to go right back to the Breitbart News hotline because we just, no matter how much time we have, the hours fly by. We just can't get it all in. There's just too much content. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins on the Breitbart News hotline. AWR, by the way, is the award-winning journalist at Breitbart News. And I can say that because I was there. Took a picture of him with his award at the Gun Rights Policy Conference last year. So AWR Hawkins, welcome back to the show. And thank you, man, for everything you do, not just for Armed American Radio, but for the many, many, many hundreds of thousands and millions, actually, of Breitbart News readers and everything else. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to show listeners right now your brilliance, okay? You, at the end of the last segment, I didn't want to stop you. And then I just let you, because I was so into what you were saying. You hit on something that I think is so important. Not static, they're always in motion. And I want to apply that to this background check thing. Here's why. Because I've asked the question, I think you and I have talked about it on the air. If we were to give Shannon Watts the expanded background checks that they're after, I've asked this question, do you think they would just say, okay, yes, and go away? The answer to that, go ahead.
No, the answer is no. And And the reason it's no, I want the listeners to understand, we have empirical evidence of why it's no. They passed Initiative 594 with Bloomberg's money and other billionaires' money in Washington State in 2014. That put universal background checks in place. Shannon Watts and her group, you know, of course they campaigned for it. That put that in place in 2014. Here we are in the very beginning of 2016. And last week or the week before, I believe it was the week before, I wrote Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly, who are teammates with Watts and the rest of them. They were right there in Washington State pushing for what? Pushing for an expansion of domestic violence definition so that then that domestic violence definition can be used not only to bar more people from gun ownership, but also to put in place things like they already have in California called gun violence restraining orders, which means a family member, a neighbor, or some disgruntled former coworker can go to a judge, appeal to that judge, explain to him or her that they don't think you should own guns, and that judge can issue an order. This is how it works in California. I can't say this is how it would work in Washington. In California, the judge can issue the order without the gun owner even knowing about it, and the police are then empowered to come and take his or her guns away. Now that's what they're pushing. So they got their universal background checks in 2014. The message now, that's not enough. We need confiscation laws. Anyone who buys into the bunk that all they want are universal background checks, anyone who does that is either ignorant or worse. I'll just put it that way.
You can say it on this program because you know I will. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity, and there's no excuse for it in today's day and age. So I'll say it for you. Here's the brilliance. There's a number of things in play here with what you just said. So I guarantee you right now, driving around the country, somebody's listening to this, and here's what somebody is saying. Well, what's wrong with somebody who's a domestic abuser not having a gun? Here's where I want to explain that to you. What AWR just said is sans any due process whatsoever. We don't take away constitutional rights in this country without due process, okay?
Right.
Now, the due process is debatable forever. That's not where we're going in the program. Here's where I want to go with this. That disgruntled employee in California might be the employee that you stepped over for a promotion, and he's going to take you down. And he makes a statement to a judge to get you back because you ruined his career.
Right.
You don't even know it, and the next thing you know, they're at your door.
Maybe a former spouse who maybe even caused a divorce you went through, and after the divorce came to his or her senses, then became embittered that you found somebody else, and then made up allegations of domestic abuse in order to get a judge. I mean, this could go on and on and on. Not only this, but in California, they want to expand gun violence restraining orders to include university professors. Which would mean if you would say something in California in a classroom, go against the professor. The professor perhaps is arguing that Thomas Jefferson was a terrorist. I had a professor do that at a college class once. I countered that professor. Had I been in the state with a gun violence protection order, that professor could have left the class in their break time, called their favorite judge and said, look, the Hawkins guy here shouldn't have guns. He's a dangerous man. He's a fan of Thomas Jefferson and terrorism. Could have said whatever. And my guns could have been confiscated. That's how these things work. You can't open the door to it.
And people who don't listen to what AWR, if you're listening to this and you're not thinking, oh, that can't happen, you go on believing that no crime occurs behind your gated community. You
right.
go ahead and you think that way. We don't have enough time to go into that with you right now, but you remember this. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. Don't be that person. All right, I want to continue on that same thing, that not static in motion, because this all dovetails together. It all ties together. The reason, what we're talking about here is they're not going to stop, is what AWR was saying. They're perpetually moving to do something else. They want to get that expanded background check. Then 2 years from now, they want to say it's not enough. We need to register because we don't. If the only reason it's not working is because we don't know where all those guns are. So now the next initiative is to register those guns, and then the next step is something else. This is what we mean and what AWR means. By this is not static. They are constantly in motion. Now let's take it to this one. You wrote another piece. HillaryClinton.com email from Sandy Hook family member keeps keep teachers disarmed.
It's so hard to believe.
Oh, this is unbelievable, and it goes right to that. Do you mind if I read the email real quick?
No, I don't mind.
From Breitbart News, from AWR Hawkins Peace. My mom wasn't a soldier on the front lines of a war. She was an educator doing her best to help kids grow up happy, healthy, and safe. Our laws failed my mom in Newtown. They failed her kids, too. But I know Hillary won't fail us when it comes to making this country safer. Now, I'll stop there because she goes on to say she's proud to be on Hillary's team. You need to know what she means by saying when it comes to making this country safer. Here's the brilliance of AWR that ties all of this together in one sentence. Again, an unarmed Don Hochsprung was shot and killed while charging a gunman who did not care that Sandy Hook was a gun-free zone. AWR, I don't know how you argue it.
I don't know how you. I mean, I'm astounded. This girl's daughter, her name's Emily, and the person we're talking about is the principal of Sandy Hook, who was unarmed, and I have nothing but praise for this woman, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Nothing but praise for this principal. She heard the gunshots, left her office, and charged Adam Lanza.
Yes, she did.
But to our shame, as Americans, but particularly to the shame of every gun-hating Democrat, Hillary Clinton included, she charged him unarmed. So she was gunned down. She didn't have a chance. So Donald Trump steps up and says, look, teachers need the opportunity to be armed. It's not fair that they're defenseless. It's not fair that bullets only go one way. That's his famous phrase. Well, so this kid, or she's not a kid anymore, but Emily writes this letter for Hillary saying we need to oppose Mr. Trump's desire to arm teachers. We need to oppose that. That's not the answer. I don't know how you respond. This girl's mother was killed because she had no way to fight Adam Lanza off. She had no way to do it. And all Mr. Trump is saying is, let's give them a fighting chance. They got a God-given right to own a gun. He's not mandating that they have one. He's saying if they want a gun, let them carry a gun. Let them protect themselves and these children. I say bravo, Mr. Trump. You keep going.
And that's a perfect place to stop and close out this segment. I'll end it with this, again, from Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins piece, titled, and you can read this for yourself, HillaryClinton.com email from Sandy Hook family member. Keep teachers disarmed. Here's how she closed out that email. Will you add your name today to show Donald Trump and everyone at the NRA convention that we're not afraid of them and we're going to fight as hard as it takes to win this election and take action to prevent gun violence? Unbelievable. We'll be back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneof4guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Yes, you do lose your right to all three of the above instantly. Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm not going to tell you we're not tired. Man, it's been a long 2 or 3 days of travel and walking those floors and meeting everybody and talking with as many people as we can cram in. And to those of you who were unable to link up with me, I know you're there. I've gotten some of your emails. I apologize for that. It's one of those deals where your time just isn't your own time at those conventions. And every year, more and more of you come up and say hello, and it's really humbling, and I appreciate it very much. You know who you are. In the next hour, after this second hour of Breitbart News special edition of Armed American Radio concludes, I'm going to be reading some emails, and we'll be having kind of lighten things up a little bit for you and have some fun. And we'll tell you some of the funny stuff we saw and the fun stuff we saw and the cool stuff we saw that matter to you, instead of a, ha-ha, we were there type thing. I don't like that type of, back and forth, that inside baseball type stuff. Don't like it, so we won't give it to you. We'll just give you some fun takeaways. Donald Trump, we're getting rid of gun-free zones. This from A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News. You can read it at Breitbart.com, Breitbart.com. It's up right now. Donald Trump, we're getting rid of gun-free zones. Take a listen to this. This from Donald Trump. They were told, put your guns away. You've got to put your guns away. And these are soldiers. These are people representing us. These are the top of the line. These five great, brave, incredible soldiers. So their guns are locked up, put in a different area of the place, and a whack job walks in and starts shooting and kills all five of them. Trump then looked at the audience and said, quote, we're getting rid of gun-free zones. And you just heard us talking about Sandy Hook. A.W.R. Hawkins, you wrote this great piece for Breitbart News. Again, the brilliance of AWR, man, you sum everything up at the bottom of the column in that one or two sentence liner that just puts it all together for us. What does he mean by that? What do you think he means by that?
Well, what he means, you know, I think Donald Trump in many ways is aggravated. And I don't say that in a, I don't mean that he has a bad demeanor by any stretch. I mean, he's aggravated. He's perturbed. He is just frustrated to no end with from Paris to San Bernardino to Fort Hood to Chattanooga to Sandy Hook. He's frustrated with these zones that are in place where law-abiding citizens are, as he said, now he didn't say this on this speech, but he said it before, they're sitting ducks. They're just there, and they're just waiting for the next whack job, the next Looney Tune to come in there and open fire. And, you know, he said this with these words, and he said it in so many ways over the last few months. But he said, look, bad guys need to know bullets go both ways. And when he was given his speech on Friday, he said, you know, in Paris, 130 were killed. So many others were hospitalized. He said, look, there wouldn't have been 130 killed if those innocents had been armed. And he said, you know what? The attack would not have even happened if the attackers had known their would-be victims were armed. And that gets to the heart of Donald Trump's thinking on this. And he wants to do away with gun-free zones, not only in that area in Paris, and he speaks figuratively there because he won't have power there, but not only does he want to see gun-free zones done away with in places like San Bernardino and Sandy Hook and other things, but on our military bases too. Donald Trump has a love for the military that's hard to understand if you're a Johnny-come-lately to politics, because it hasn't been common in politics as of late, not since really Reagan. I'll give Bush, W. Bush, credit. W. Bush loved the military. And so not since him has anyone really loved the military. And Donald Trump loves them, and he is ashamed that they can't fight back on a military base, and he's going to change that. And I say God bless him for it.
Yeah, and I think what he's going to do, he can't tell a private business what to do, but what he can do is pressure for legislation at the federal level to fix this problem. And then, as you know, AWR, that will begin to trickle down. I love saying trickle down because the left hates trickle down. But that's what will happen. And hopefully he is successful at that.
Right.
And, you know, hey, here's a statement to Paul Ryan. You know, come along for the ride or don't come along for the ride. What Trump is telling you is, you know, you're either going to play with me or you're not. I'm going to play anyway. So I don't know, you know, what else he's looking for from the establishment guys.
Well, the thing Ryan's going to have to figure out, the Trump presidency is going to be a throwback to the Reagan presidency. And if you don't want to play ball, that'll be fine, but expect Trump to call you out and expect Trump to bypass you and go to the American people and let the American people know, excuse me, but it's Speaker Ryan that's holding us up here. I'm trying to keep all of my promises. It's not even the Democrats getting in my way. It's Speaker Ryan getting in my way. That's what Ryan needs to be ready for, because that's how Trump is going to play ball.
Yeah, you're right. I think he is, and I think he's shown that. If anybody's been paying attention to this, I think you're absolutely correct. All right, let's close out. We got just a couple minutes. I can't thank you enough for staying with me for 2 hours. I know how busy and how tired you are being on the, you know, being on that floor and everything else. It's they're long, grueling days, but they're fun days. I talked about this on the daytime show. This just blows my mind, and you wrote a piece about it, and I'm glad you did, because, again, America needs to see this stuff. 5-year-old girl suspended for bringing bubble gun to school in a backpack, and she showed her toy to a friend and got kicked out of school. AWR, what does this tell us about where we're at?
It's just ignorance. It's not ignorance. It's arrogance. It's that zero tolerance policy. And, you know, that policy was put in place for people who either A, can't think, or B, don't want to think. And so everything is the same thing. And that's why when the Denver Channel reported this, they reported that the weapon, quote unquote, the weapon the girl had was a bubble gun. They don't even think how ignorant they're being, that they're calling a bubble gun a weapon. But that policy, as I say, all these zero tolerance policies, they're for people who, A, don't want to think, or B, lack the ability to think. And they just, it ends up treating these kids like criminals. All this girl wanted to do is make some bubbles.
Her mom said she shouldn't have brought the little toy to school. No one's arguing that she should have brought it, but it should have been a phone call. That's what her mom said. The school should have called her and said, hey, will you come get the little toy and take it home? Instead, they called the mom and said, hey, come get your daughter. She's suspended. Shame on that school. That's what I say.
And they're blaming the parents, as you point out, by putting, and I'm glad you did. You put the quote in from Southeast Elementary, which is just incredible. While we hear and understand the parents of this student being concerned about this discipline in light of the student's age, now you can tell where this is going already. She might as well have just said, we don't give a damn.
That's
what she should have said. And she could have saved herself, you know, some typing, no doubt. But while we hear and understand the parents of this student being concerned about this discipline in light of the student's age and type of item, this suspension is consistent with our district policy as well as how Southeast has handled similar situations throughout the year. This has involved similar situations where students have brought items such as Nerf guns to school and also received one-day suspensions. It is insanity. That's in Colorado. Democrat-controlled state. Elections have consequences. You get what you vote for, and the right thing damn well better happen come November. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, thank you, sir, for everything you do and for your weekly contribution to this program. It is invaluable. And thanks for participating at the NRA convention and everything else. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Great being with you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we're coming back again. We're just going to kind of lighten things up. You know, remember, Hillary Clinton is a very bad man. We're going to tell some funny stories. I'll give you some personal instances of what I took away from the National Rifle Association meetings that matter to you. And in the meantime, you carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Guys, girls, it doesn't make any difference. Don't be that unarmed caveman or cavewoman. We'll be back right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.